What's up, everyone? I'm back with another Speedrun Education Podcast episode. I know it has been a while, but we probably will start this week with weekly uploads again. I have a few guests in the future, and I will also bring in some solo episodes every now and then because people seem to like them, and I understood now more how to include solo episodes. So in today's solo episode, I tried to teach you a lesson. I've requested you on Twitter what kind of solo episode you would like to see, and most people were for an episode in which I talk about how to learn every speedrun, because that seems like something people have problems with. Like, you know, when you have no idea how to learn a speedrun, I can see it's being something that may trouble you a lot. So this is going to be today's topic. Since speedrunning, how to learn a speedrun is so second nature to me nowadays, or like so obvious and basic, I didn't understand how people can have problems with that. But when I'm honest and I'm looking back how I learned my first few speedruns myself, I realized, like, holy shit, I was super bad at it, at learning it. But today it's like a complete different story. So obviously I have improved because I got all of that experience in, and maybe other people don't have that experience. Like, if you start out, you obviously don't have that experience. So yeah, today's topic is how to learn any speedrun. And we already started with like making this experience. And first of all, everything I say in this episode is like really just the basics. I'm not diving like super deep into something very specific or into like more advanced stuff, how you get like really, really good. Everything I'm talking today about is just learning the basic the basic skills to learn a speedrun to get a decent beginner time, or, you know, a little bit beyond that, but nothing too crazy. You can go really, really far with the methods I showed today, or I want to talk about today, but it's nothing too special. Be aware of that. And yeah, I already said that, getting that experience, and there are like kind of two ways how you can introduce yourself to speedrunning. And let me drink some water, actually, because my throat is super dry. Okay, sorry. Hopefully we'll cut this out. So there are two ways of how you can learn any speedrun, or of how you can get yourself into any speedrun. And I want to count them towards like casual speedrunning, or just casually introducing yourself to speedrunning, and learning with a guide, a tutorial, or from another run. I'll talk later at the very end of the episode why I think which episode is, you know, beneficial. But what the casual way is, and first of all, you need to beat like the game. You should have played the game you want to speedrun recently, or you should have, you know, you should be familiar with the controls, with the basic built-in mechanics. You should know like how to walk, how to run, how to fight a fight, and etc, etc. You should have at least beat the game. That's very, very helpful. And when you want to learn now the speedrun, so let's say I finished Super Mario Bros. 1 and I want to learn that speedrun, you can basically just start to do runs yourself. Obviously, this is not the serious way of learning a game, but you will get, you know, you will learn a few things. You will, like, get the feeling of how much you like the run and how much you enjoy just sitting in front of your TV and playing through the game as fast as possible. It doesn't have to be, like, really good. It doesn't even have to be, like, you know, professional or whatsoever. But most people, me included, our first speedruns were, I like this game. In my case, it was Zelda: A Link to the Past. I tried to beat it in one sitting and see how it goes. And even though it was a 5-hour something time, because I went through the game as casual as possible for speedrun standards, I still enjoyed the experience, but also realized it's not my game. So I was searching for another game. So as you see, you know, you get a feeling for the game and you get a feeling of whether you like it or not, and then you can move on with, you know, professional learning the game with tutorials, etc. But many people, you know, they just want to dive in right into it, and I can understand that, like, you know, being serious, learning tricks and what else you need. You can also start that way, and that's something I'm now going to explain. But be aware that one thing a lot of people are missing is you don't need to like be extremely good to be a speedrunner. As long as you know you try to beat a game and you run against a timer, you are official already a speedrunner. Like, cut that official out, you're already a speedrunner. And, you know, you are not less worth than any other speedrunner. You you try the hobby for your own, you speedrun for your own. So when you try to beat a game as fast as possible to your possibilities and skills, then you're already speedrunning. A lot of people, you know, are scared to just get started and feel like they need some certain skills before they can speedrun a game or before they can upload their speedruns, etc, etc. Just get started and get that experience, and it's really, really important, especially once you get started and once you learned a game, you can also, you know, you got a foundation of understanding of like how a speedrun works. So after I speedrun Celeste for a very, very long time, and it's the first game I, you know, seriously tried to get good at. After that, I realized, you know, I understood how speedrunning works. I was very confident of like going into a new speedrun, and I knew how to improve in that game. So once you learn one speedrun, you can adapt most of that knowledge to every other speedrun. So it's really, really important that you just get that experience in, because it will always help you out when you try to learn another game. But yeah, let's go how you seriously, put that in quotes, seriously start to learn a speedrun. Because yeah, that's probably what most of you want to do. You wanna, you know, get a good beginning, you wanna learn like the basics of good foundation. But how to do this? How do I get to like a really decent time that is still, you know, a beginner time? So first thing, and that is really, really important in every speedrun, is you need a way on how you can interact with a community. And that is because speedrunning is a big community thing. Like, I can understand when people just want to get good and want to get better and are there for the competition and for, you know, proving themselves being a better player. The thing is, most speedruns are as developed because there is a community behind it, and there is not a single person who can develop a speedrun in a way the community did. Like, my best example I have for this is Zelda Ocarina of Time, or even Super Mario Bros. 1. I just talked about that in one of my recent videos. Those speedruns would not be the way they are today if there weren't like dozens of people who work on just developing the route, developing tricks, developing glitches, developing human viable setups, etc, etc. So if you want to be a good speedrunner, you want to exchange information and knowledge with other people, because first of all, it's really, really fun to talk with other people about your speedrun, and you can learn a lot from other people, but you can also teach a lot to other people once you get to that point where you can teach other people tricks. And second, the speedrun community is like very, very open. There are just a lot of helpful people. I recently picked up Zelda Ocarina of Time, and without the help of other people, I wouldn't have been able to learn like how to clip through the Door of Time, which is like basically a big sequence break in the game. I learned how to clip through that after like 2 or 3 hours, but without the help of the community, who showed me like how I align with the wall, how I do the setup correctly, and how, you know, all the tricks and jumps work in the game, without asking in a Discord like every half an hour when I ran into the next problem, I wouldn't have been able to learn that skip. So all I want to say here is go join the Discord. Go to this game of your choice, like let's say Ocarina of Time. You go to speedrun.com, go to the Ocarina of Time leaderboard, and most leaderboards have on the side a Discord tab. Like, just click there and then you get invited to the Discord. Discord, everybody should use it. Every speedrunner should use Discord. And I'm pretty sure most of everybody who's watching this video probably already has Discord. Really, really valuable. If not, there is not a Discord tab on the left side of the speedrun.com page. Mostly there is a forum, like a forum for the given game, where you will find a Discord link. Otherwise, you can also just Google, like, speedrun you want to learn, you type in the title of that game and then Discord, speedrun Discord. And Google will most of the times help you. And that is really, really important. Or you join a stream of that given game and they will hopefully get you to a Discord. Getting to the Discord is not that hard, but you need to find your way around it if it's like an unpopular game or something. But really 99% of all speedruns have a Discord, even the small ones, to my knowledge and experience. And just join there, you know, be aware and feel open to ask questions. Most Discords have a channel that is purely there to help new speedrunners. So you can just jump in there, ask a question, and within minutes, seconds, or maybe hours, if there is an inactive Discord because the game is small, there will be a person who is trying to help you and will answer your question. That is really, really important. Going from there, the best thing probably is to pick up a tutorial. Most games have a tutorial. Whether those are good or bad, they just give you a solid foundation of the basics in most cases. To my experience, those tutorials or maybe written guides in a Google Doc are just, you know, very helpful to get an idea of what you have to do. Mostly you can find these guides either on the Discord, like most Discords have a resource tab, or like pinned posts where there is the guide linked, or on the speedrun.com page. I know it sounds like really, really obvious, but go watch these tutorials if you are willing to invest the time. Most of these tutorials are really, really long, going really in depth. Like, I think the Zelda Ocarina of Time 100% tutorial is like probably 15 to 20 hours long, which is, you know, quite a lot for just the pure route and how everything works. Like, learning that from that tutorial probably takes a lot longer. But we will get into that a little bit. If you really don't want to learn from a tutorial, which, like, I really would recommend to learn from a tutorial as a beginner, but if you really don't want to, or if there isn't a tutorial, like smaller games maybe don't have a good tutorial that is, you know, to today's standards, what I would recommend is you go to a good runner, to a top runner, to a person who has a lot of knowledge about the game and the speedrun, and you ask them, what is a good beginner time I should aim for? Because most of these tutorials set you up for reaching that beginner goal. So, for example, in Celeste, the tutorials most likely prepare you to get a sub 40 time in Celeste. Sub 40 minutes is like the first bigger milestone every runner has to conquer, and most runners are really, really proud once they overcame 40 minutes. It's like, I was extremely happy when I beat 40 minutes, and 40 minutes is not even too bad considering it's like 13 minutes slower than the world record. It's still like a time I think only 1/3 to 1.5 of the entire community has. So 1/3 to 1/2 of the community has. So you, at that point, you're already like, you know, a good runner per se, but you just overcame like the beginner barrier, you may say. So ask a top runner or a runner who has a lot of knowledge about the game and ask them, what is a good beginner time? And that should be your first big goal you wanna overcome, because I can understand when new Celeste runners would, for example, say, oh, sub 40, that looks like really, really difficult. Why shouldn't I start at sub 50 or sub 1 hour? Because there are a lot of runners who don't have a time under 50 minutes or under an hour. Well, the thing here is, if you like learned the very basics of the game, and if you got a solid basic speedrun strat in every room, you can easily get sub 40 within a month or two. Like, I got my sub 40 within a month of playtime. Other good runners got the same result after a month, they got their sub 40. Obviously, it depends on how serious you take it and how much time you have. That should not be like a standard. You need to reach that goal in that specific time. Take your time with it. But once you reach sub 40, you know, the game gets a lot deeper. You have to learn much more from there on, most likely. And, you know, you can conquer these smaller goals, but keep in mind that you still haven't you know, learned all the basics before you reach that beginner breakthrough goal, which is in Celeste, sub 40, whatever it is in your game, that should be your first goal. And let's say we have this goal in Celeste. Let's say Celeste doesn't have a tutorial. I just take Celeste as an example because that's my game. So let's say you want to learn Celeste and people tell you, hey, sub 40 is a great beginner time you should be overcoming. What next if there is no tutorial? What I would recommend is you watch a run that's like faster, slightly faster than sub 40, so maybe a 38, 39 time, and you watch a run that's like slightly slower if you have the possibility to it, like a 41, 42, and you just watch and try to understand what is going on. Like, you make notes, what is the person doing in each room, and you just, that's your tutorial, basically. If you have a tutorial, go watch a tutorial, play with it, take your time. So that is our data, that's our resource we are going to learn from. I see a lot of people who think, like, when they speedrun, they should learn from, like, better runs or faster runs or from world records. Like, one of my friends just tweeted they want to learn, tweeted at me that they want to learn Super Mario Land, and they just, you know, try to learn from the world record because it's a basic game. But they also said and realized it's not how it works, and obviously it's not how it works. A world record has a lot of time poured into the game. You just can't observe that and learn from that. That's like not how it works. Would you say someone who's learning an instrument, oh yeah, just learn the hardest piece someone has ever played on a piano and learn that, and when you learn that, you're going to be a great piano player? No, that's not how you teach someone how to play piano. You teach them, you know, that's how you press the buttons and that's how you play a basic melody and you move on from there. And the same with the speedrunning. You learn the basics. Obviously, if you are more experienced as a speedrunner, you know where you should be starting and you know, like, where your limits are as a, you know, learning the game. But even like runners like Cosmic, who's like one of the, you know, he's the best Super Mario Bros. 1 speedrunner. He has a lot of years put into speedrunning. He's very, very talented. He has multiple world records. Even he says when he is learning a new game, he's, you know, looking the world record to see where the future might be, but he is, you know, still pulling back to a more beginner friendly route and to just learn the basics, because it's really, really important to start basic. Okay, so now we have this resource. What are we going to do? Are we just like watching it and then try to replicate it? So there are a few ways, and most tutorials are split into parts, or you have to split your tutorials into parts. So let's say in your speedrun tutorial you just watch the first level, or in the speedrun you want to learn from, like your goal time speedrun, you just watch the first level. So what I would do, or that's how I did it in Celeste, and that's how I did it in every other game I tried to learn after Celeste. I watched the Forsaken City tutorial, that's the first chapter of the game, and I played along with the tutorial. So I had the tutorial on one screen and on the other screen. Most people nowadays have two screens in their room or on their PC. And I just played along. So he did the first room, he explained how to do everything, I tried to do it. Okay, great. Moving on to the second room. Same scenario, you just repeat and try to do what he is doing. If you find it too hard, feel free to skip it, but also understand that you may take like, you know, 10, 15, 20, 30, 40 tries before you get it. And for the tutorial maker, it was like, you know, easy peasy first try. Just give yourself time, but if you feel too frustrated, move on. And you do that, and you do that, and you do that. But don't do that too much, and do each room more than once. So in Celeste, after I learned each room, I learned the first room. Okay, I did it now 5 times, then I moved on to the next one. And you do that for every room, and after I think I did the first 10 rooms or something, I think Forsaken City has like maybe 20, 30 rooms. What I did is, I went back to the beginning and I just played these first 10 rooms over and over and over until I felt, you know, confident with the game and confident with what I had to do. Obviously, I was not near as confident as I'm nowadays with the game, but what is really, really important, and that is the number one skill I would say every speedrunner needs to develop for 99.9% of all speedruns, is muscle memory. Without muscle memory, you're never going to be a good speedrunner. So muscle memory is like basically, it's really hard to explain. I didn't look it up on like Google what the definition of muscle memory is, but it's basically like how I would describe it is, you did a progress so often, you did an input, you did a motion so often, that your body, your brain, whatever, can do that same motion over and over and over without, you know, thinking. You can maybe take an example as like riding a bicycle. You know, it feels very weird in the beginning, but after you did it over and over and over, you can just do it and, like, for example, talk on the same time with someone else besides you. Like, I don't know if that's even allowed, but you know, you can do that while you can, like, ride the bicycle while thinking about, I don't know, how great the weather is right now. Or let's take a computer game. Like, you at some point you played the game so often that you can play the game while talking to another person. And that's the same goal you want to achieve in speedrunning. You want to be able to execute every speedrun strat without really thinking about it. So you want to do every room, every strat, every input. You want to do them over and over and over again. And when I mean you need to do them 100 times, then you probably need to do them 100 times. Because that's going to build muscle memory, so you can speedrun the game without really focusing on the core movement you have to do. And that is really, really, really important. It's like, without it, you will never be a good speedrunner. So you need to understand and you need to, you know, fall in love with the concept of, okay, when I practice or learn a new strat, I do it over and over and over before I move on to the next room. And then after the first 5-10 rooms, or after the first half of a level, depending on your game, you can judge that yourself how long your sections should be. And then you say, okay, now I learned this entire section of gameplay, let's play it once again and over and over and over without watching the tutorial again, and see how much I can remember. Like, do I still remember how to do this room? Yes, okay, do I still remember how to do the next room? And then what you realize when you did it like 10 times or 20 times is you become faster and faster and faster without changing your strats. You get more confident with your inputs, you know how to press the buttons to do the things you want to do, and you also don't need to think that much anymore. That's really, really important. Like, in Celeste, when I was learning and when everyone was learning that game, you moved from one room through the other room. There's a screen transition, like a few frames where it just moves from one screen to the other screen. And after that screen transition, everybody was just standing there trying to remember what to do for a few seconds. A good Celeste speedrunner, after you speedrun the game for a little while, you just go in one swoop motion through one room, and you know exactly what's going to happen in the next room. And then you go through one swoop motion again. And what happens is your entire gameplay flows so nicely together that you just save time because of that flow. And that is that's like the most important thing, that you are able to play everything in your speedrun without paying attention, that everything flows so nicely together. And that's also the reason why I would recommend to learn from a tutorial or from another speedrunner. Obviously, you can try to learn your game yourself, but I have said already, you will never get that far and the progress will be very, very slow. You can try that if you want to, like, I'm not holding you back. It's like really cool if this person learns everything on their own, but it takes really, really a lot of time. Like, if you want to go serious with just learning on your own, you probably, like, I probably would need 4 hours per room just to learn the basics. Seriously. So going back to the tutorial, that's why it's so important to watch a tutorial, because most tutorials teach you a foundation which flows together very nicely. Or when you watch a good speedrun, let's say a 38-minute run in Celeste to learn your basic strats, or a 39 or 40 minute run, the gameplay for the most part flows very, very well together because they have a, you know, good understanding of the game and a common strategy in every room that just flows nicely together with each other. And when you learn the tutorial and you slowly get into that flow in each room, then you can, you know, after you did the first section of the level for 10, 20, 30 times, and you feel like, yeah, now it's like, it's not perfect. It doesn't have to be perfect. It just should need, it should feel like confident. You should feel confident. You should be like, yeah, when I play this tomorrow, I would still remember what to do for the most part. It doesn't have to be perfect. It doesn't have to be as good as the previous day. It just has to be like, I remember it. And then you can move on to the next. Obviously, you need to judge all of that yourself, but you are a smart person. You can do that yourself. You know when you learn something enough to move on to the next part. You will understand that yourself very quickly. And if not, you will learn how to understand that very quickly. That's part of the speedrun progress. And then you move on to the next section. You do each room individually or each jump of your level individually. And maybe there's a hard trick or hard jump. And after, you know, a few hours, you learned every section of your first level. Like, probably took me like 2 hours to learn the first chapter of Celeste. The first chapter is, by the way, 30 minutes. The tutorial for it was like 25 minutes long, and in the speedrun it takes like 1 minute 30, 1 minute 40 for a beginner. It took me like roughly 1 to 2 hours to learn that. And then you just play the level over and over and over again. Like, maybe give yourself a time limit of like, okay, the next 20 minutes I will just, you know, burst out as many attempts you can get in this level, and you just play it over and over. You don't care about the time yet. You know, you should maybe look at the time or see how fast you are, but just don't be too distracted by the timer. Just play it over and over and over. Actually, like, leave out the timer. Just play it over and over and over. You want to get that feeling. You want to know what your speedrun route is in that level, and once you understood how it feels, then you can move on. That's how I learned like all the beginner tricks in Zelda Ocarina of Time. After it took me like, you know, a few hours to learn all these skips and clips through walls or NPCs, what I did is I sat down 10 minutes, I set a timer, and I tried in these 10 minutes to clip through the door as often as I can. And every time I clip through it, I you know, make a check mark and said, at 1 minute and 20 seconds, I clipped through the first time. And the second time, I clipped through at 4 minutes or whatever. I did that all on my phone with, you know, the timer app that every phone has. And after these 10 minutes or 20 minutes, however how much time you give yourself, you move on to the next trick. And once you did all of that for all the tricks or for all the video sections you want to do or gameplay sections you want to do, then you can move on to learn something new, like learning the next level of your speedrun, learning like overload movement, whatever. Just following along the tutorial to learn the next thing. And then on the next day, what I would recommend is you start the day off with like trying to replicate everything you have learned. Like, go back to the first level or go back to the first trick you've learned and see how much or how well you can do it in like 10 minutes or whatever. Like, give yourself again 10 minutes, 20 minutes, and just do it over and over and over. And I know this progress sounds very long and you just want to start running, but if you really want to take speedrunning seriously and you want to build good foundation of muscle memory, that's how you have to do it. That's how you have to do it in the beginning. That's how you have to do it whenever you learn a new trick. We haven't talked about that one, and I feel like this episode is going to be a lot longer than I anticipated. But even when you learn like a new trick later down the road, this is going to be your progress. When I, like a lot of people misassume, like when I would need to learn a new trick in Celeste or a new strategy in a room that's like 1 second faster, there was a strategy in a room in the last chapter that is like slightly faster, and I executed the first time on first try. So, okay, normal people would say now, oh, he just learned his new strat, now he can move on and do more runs with a faster strat in that room. No, that's not how it works. after I did it for the first time, I probably should do it like 5-10 more minutes over and over and over, because I need to overwrite my old muscle memory, and then I should maybe play that section, like the rooms before and the rooms after, and just play through that new room or that new strat I've learned in a run scenario to see if my muscle memory transferred, and then maybe I can play the entire level and try to implicate the new strategies I've learned. But you need to implement all of that slowly into a full run. You don't learn a new strat in like one try or 5 tries or 10 tries. You learn it in like 100 tries or an hour or 2 hours, depending on, you know, how massive it is. Because just because you can execute it doesn't mean you can execute it. Like, when you don't implement that new strategy into proper muscle memory, what is going to happen is you'll get to the room and you either do your old strat or you think like 1 or 2 seconds about what my new strat was again. Like, sometimes I still run into this room and be like, wait, what was my strat again? Like, back then when I was learning it, I ran into that room and was like, wait, what was my strat again? Oh yeah, I remember, I go now this way. I go now left instead of right. And what happens is, because I was waiting there for a few split seconds thinking about what I need to do again, I lost ultimately the time that the new strat would have saved me. So whenever you need to learn something in speedrunning, you need to do it over and over and over, because you need that strong muscle memory. And even in the beginnings, you need to learn, you need to build up that basic foundation of muscle memory. So moving on from there, you do that for every level and on every day. Like, you don't spend too much time on a level, you should judge that yourself, but feel free to, when you feel like confident enough, a little bit confident, you move on to the next level. It depends on what your goals are, depends on what you want to achieve in the game. You can judge that yourself, I'm not the one who's going to judge that. But I would recommend, that's my personal preference, is when you learned something, or like when you learned one day, like you spent 4 hours learning the first 3 levels of your speedrun, whatever, and you move on to the next day, spend like the first 30 minutes of the day you want to practice for speedrunning to just do the first 3 levels before you move on to the next one, because you're going to need that muscle memory practice anyways at some point, so better you get it in now, so your muscle memory, your brain is, you know, understanding what you want to do. And you do that with every level, with every gameplay section, with every trick, whatever you need for your speedrun, and learn it that way. That is my recommendation. And after a bunch of hours, like I think I did my first Celeste speedrun after 10 hours, I haven't learned the last 3 chapters, so that's why my first Celeste one was like, I think 1 hour 24. But in the following days, I learned the later chapters, and I got very quickly under 1 hour. And as I said earlier, I got after a month under 40 minutes, a month and a half. But there was like 1 week where I was in Spain and was not playing, basically. You see, because I did it that way, and I learned, like, you know, maybe for really raw beginners, these strats were really hard. Like, I rage quit at some point about one of these strats because I was just not able to do them. They were really, really hard for me. But because I learned everything that way, no matter how frustrating it was, like, if it's really too frustrating for you, just move on to the next room. I definitely stopped practicing some rooms in Chapter 3 in Celeste when I first got there, and I learned them like a week later, because then I got more confidence with the game. But just stick through the progress and you will become a good speedrunner. So that is the basic foundation how I would learn any speedrun. You need to establish that muscle memory and move along a good tutorial or a good beginner time. Like, as I said, if you want to learn Celeste but without a tutorial, just watch a 30-minute run of any runner and see what they are doing and try to replicate that. And, as I said again, or as I said already, if you can't replicate it or you feel like something is not working correctly, just go into the Discord I told you to join at the beginning of the podcast. and ask a question, or stream your learning progress, and maybe a good runner will join your stream and you will just get help from there. That's how I met one of my biggest friends in the Celeste community, and they have helped me a lot on the way where I am now. So yeah, be open and ask questions. Speedrunners are very, very helpful, and everybody is very, 90% of the people are very happy to help new runners. So don't feel shy, just go ask questions. So as I said, learn with tutorial or with a good run. Once you overcome that barrier you want to overcome initially, like in Celeste, as I said, sub 40. Once you overcome sub 40, I will just give you a little tip on how you probably should move on from there. What I would recommend is you maybe test out a few things yourself, like test maybe with a timer, like how fast something is, and maybe you can figure out a fastest rate yourself. You don't really need that, or you shouldn't rely on that too much, but it's really a lot of fun to experiment with the game, and experimenting with the game ultimately gives you more knowledge than just learning from anyone. Like, if you purely learn from anyone else, then you don't gain real knowledge about the game, you don't get that much knowledge about the game, you just become faster. So if you test out with the game, you maybe understand the mechanic a little bit better, and that can be very valuable for, you know, maybe later tricks. So just give yourself some time maybe to learn something for yourself, but also, let's say you beat your goal time, go watch a run slightly faster than yours. Go watch a run in your next goal time range. So in Celeste, after I got sub 40, I watched sub 35 runners, and like a friend of mine was a sub 35 runner. I watched their run and looked like what strats they are doing and not doing, or where they die less, or how maybe they do a boss fight differently. And then you can like copy and paste strats from there, because speedrunning is a lot about just learning and copying, and that sounds like stealing, but it's not really stealing, but just learn from what other people have already discovered and used. But as I said, it's important that there are also people who experiment, so give a good mix of both, like learning from other runs, accumulating the knowledge the community already has and has given, and learn from there, but also, you know, put in some bits of your own personal preference. Like, I have a few rooms in Celeste, I feel like I only do them that way and nobody else does them that way, but that's how I do these rooms, that's how I feel like the most confident of doing them, and that's how I got to my goals. But there are other rooms where I've totally just learned everything from other runners. So yeah, as you see, that mixture can be really, really strong, and, you know, just aim for a new goal. Don't set a goal with a timer, like don't say I want to reach that goal in a month, because that's ultimately going to stress you. Just say I want to reach sub 35, I want to reach sub 5 minutes, I want to reach sub 1 hour, and have that goal in front of you, and have a run you learn from that is slightly faster than your goal, and you just learn from there. So yeah, that's basically the core message of that episode. I just want to point out a few things I see a lot of people do wrong, which, you know, leads to more frustration or not speedrunning at all. First of all, it is very, very, very recommendable that you start with a beginner-friendly game or category. Most games have either a beginner-friendly category or beginner-friendly route. Most games have either, you know, a beginner-friendly category, or for maybe a difficult route on top level, they have a beginner-friendly route where you may, you know, maybe some tricks or some skips are not involved. Like, I think Zelda, The Wind Waker, the current route is like insanely difficult, but there are, you know, ways how you can avoid these extremely difficult strats, and those are beginner routes. Learn from there, Because you can learn the harder stuff later on, but what most people want to get into after they learn the speedrun, they just want to speedrun the game, because that's like really, in my opinion, the most fun part about speedrunning. Just beating the game over and over and over and re-experiencing your game and getting more replay value out of the game and, you know, slowly getting better and better and better with every playthrough, or every, you know, 10, 20, 30 playthroughs. You just got your new PB, after 100 playthroughs you got another PB, etc, etc. It is so cool to do that. So, you want to get there, you want to learn properly, but you want to get there. So, learning from a beginner category or from a beginner route, you get there much, much more. Like, you get there almost always, because those beginner routes are, as they say, made for beginners, or as beginner categories, they are made for beginners. I learned Hollow Knight, one of my favorite games, the hard way. I learned True Ending, which is arguably the hardest category because all boss fights are fucking insane and they're going to kill you. And ultimately, I got really drained out and tired from the game, so if I would go travel back in time and learn that game again, I would learn an easier category such as All Skills or something. Because I still get, you know, the experience with the game, I still play the game more and ultimately get better, but I don't overwhelm myself with like really hard sections of the speedrun. So do yourself a favor and don't overwhelm yourself with hard speedrun sections, because you can learn the harder stuff later and you want to speedrun the game ultimately, so don't feel ashamed to start somewhere easy. One other thing I see a lot of people maybe don't get it is, you not only need to love the game, you also need to love to practice the game, and you need to love to speedrun the game. Again, I have a few stories for that. I love Hollow Knight, and even though the Hollow Knight speedrun is very, very stressful for me, I still enjoyed most of my speedruns for that game. But damn the practice, I couldn't really find a way to enjoy the practice too much. So ultimately, I kind of quit the game because, you know, everything was very inefficient, so I wasn't really getting any results. Other example, I love Terranigma. Terranigma is a really old game for Super Nintendo. Most Americans probably don't know because it never got released there. It's one of the best Super Nintendo games, just trust me. Play it if you have a way to. Play it, hashtag emulators, but I love that game. It was like my most parts of my childhood were connected to that game and to Zelda A Link to the Past. And then I tried to speedrun it. It was one of my first few of one of my earlier games I tried to speedrun. But after a little while, you know, it wasn't the right speedrun for me. It's very, very long, very unexciting towards the end, and it's an action RPG. I liked that game very, very much as a casual, but I was not feeling to speedrun it at the time. So, all I want to say with this is, you can love a game as much as you love it. If you don't like to practice it or don't like to speedrun it, you will not, you know, you will quit earlier or later. Feel free to not try to speedrun the game anymore and try out something else. Like, maybe you have another game you really, really like. I tried to speedrun 5 games before I came to Celeste, which was the first game I really, really put in a lot of time. Other people find their first speedrun first try because they maybe are more dedicated, or I don't know. I was just a person who only learned like the 5th speedrun very seriously. So feel free to try out games, but when you feel like you're not enjoying the full experience to the most part, feel free to move on to the next game. It won't do you anything bad. You can learn those games later, like maybe a few years, 5-10 years later, you're still speedrunning and you maybe want to try those games again. Maybe then you enjoy them. I will definitely try Hollow Knight and I try Terranigma later in my life again, because those games are still special to me and I want to maybe try to speedrun them seriously again. But right now, I was just more in love with Celeste. And Celeste, like, I played Celeste, I watched a speedrun of it, and then I learned it. Like, there was no childhood experience or anything. I was just very connected to the game because I enjoyed it so much. So that is really, really important. And the the last point before we end this episode. I said very early on, there's a casual way of learning a speedrun by just running it, how, you know, most first speedrunners just learned the speedruns because they play through it. Like, they didn't have any resources or anything. They just tried to play through it as fast as possible, and they became faster and faster and faster. And I just mentioned, you need to enjoy the practice and you need to enjoy speedrunning the game. Here's the thing. If you try to casually run a game, casually is not meant in a mean way. It's just like you don't practice anything before. You just try to play through the game the way you know it and you try to be faster. If you do this a few times, it doesn't have to be good. It doesn't have to be serious. As I said, as Zelda Link to the Past, I was like 4 hours slower than the world record. and I still, you know, enjoyed that experience and I took that experience. I speedrun like Super Luigi U with my cousin in his room for like multiple times when we had sleepovers. And I had fun with that experience. Also, we were a lot slower than the world record of that game, but we enjoyed that experience and enjoyed the game. When you do that casual way of speedrunning a game, like just playing it over and over and over the way you know it and trying to be faster, you will ultimately find out for the most part how much you like it and how much you like to speedrun it and how much you like it to play it like 10 times a day or like 10 times a week, you know? Feel more encouraged to just take your favorite game, speedrun through it, maybe speedrun a few times through it, multiple days, and ask yourself how much did you like that? Would you like to put in more time into this, or would you like to move on to the next game, or maybe realizing speedrunning is not your hobby? Which hopefully is not the thing you realize, but feel free to say no to speedrunning. Not everybody is meant to be a speedrunner, everybody can be a speedrunner, but speedrunning is a very special hobby, as you already learned. It's very, very time intensive, even in the beginning. But after you casually run through the game, you hopefully realize, do you like this game? Do you want to speedrun it more or not? And then you can smoothly transition from casually running a game to seriously learning a game. So let's say I play through Super Mario Bros. 1, I just speed the game, I want to see if I can speedrun that game. I play over and over and over for like 1 week, I try to beat it 2 or 3 times per day, because it's like a relatively short game. And then I would ask myself the question, do I like this game or not? And when I say yes, then I can say, okay, let's dive deep into it. Let's go to the Discord, let's go to the resource tab, and learn like all those crazy setups, all those crazy tricks I need to learn to get like a sub 5.5 or whatever in any percent. Or a sub 5 minute run in any percent. Which sounds pretty cool and impressive. And then I can put in more and more time to get really, really good at the game. But I realized much earlier with less time investment if I like the game or not from just running it 3 times per day, which were like, what, 20 to 30 minutes a day I just invested for like 1 week, which is not too much, to realize if I like this 5 minute speedrun or not. And you can do that for your games of choice. Like, just try to play through it. Don't feel too stressed. It doesn't work for every game. Like, I wouldn't suggest to casually speedrun Final Fantasy VII every day in the week to figure out if you like the speedrun. I would maybe play through it once with the intention of beating it fast. Not in one sitting, but just, you know, beating it fast in 1 week. Look at the in-game timer and then asking yourself if you like it. So yeah, you don't need to start serious. You still need to figure out if you like it or not. Try it out the way you know the game and realize if you like it or not. And then you can move on to the serious way, learning tutorials, learning tricks, asking questions. Yeah, that's how I would learn a speedrun. I hope you got something from this. I hope you learned something from this. I hope when you listen to this episode, you feel like you can learn a speedrun and you understand now what to do and how to be efficient and how to be, you know, good. As I said, this is very, very basic. I honestly don't know if this is going to help anyone, because these things are the most basic things to me. And if I would listen to such a podcast, they are 100% telling me the things I already know. But maybe you are a person who doesn't know what I just told you. So yeah, if you liked that episode, like it. If you're on YouTube, or I don't know, just share it with your friends. Share it with your friends who want to get into speedrunning, maybe. What this podcast is, and you like that episode. Would help me a lot. And yeah, hope you get now to speedrun a game and you become good. Tell me about your progress. I'm on Twitter. I'm on Discord. All links are in the description of either YouTube, if you're watching this on YouTube, or of the podcast description. You will find it. If you want to share your experiences with me there or talk with me about speedrunning, and I can help you maybe. See you next week with hopefully another episode with a guest. And yeah, happy speedrunning, and thank you for listening. Bye-bye.